Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in episode 49 of season 2. Last time we touched on growth and enjoyment, balancing those things. If you haven't listened to it, great podcast, go back, listen to it. Some of the tasks and things that we need to get done in a day, and then enjoying our lives as well. Now, as always, talking about things in the world and how the universe works and understanding when you're most basically accepting of knowledge. Acceptance of knowledge is one of those things that if you haven't, and it's one of the things that people don't usually think about, but when are you the most accepting to knowledge? So are you a morning person in the middle of the day? Are you needing a coffee? Or are you a late night person? The acceptance of knowledge is one of the ideas that really comes into your brain and then starts, where are you most useful? I found in the past that if you are trying to fit in knowledge into areas where you're not accepting it, then it's not going to stick. It's like reading without a coffee if you need the coffee or the caffeine, or maybe you're a late night person that wants to read before bed so that it processes in your brain. It's very beneficial to start sitting back and seeing where you are in these areas. And by acceptance of knowledge, I mean which areas of your life, what do you need? What do you need in your life? Do you need silence? Do you need an area by yourself or times of day? These type of things. So setting yourself up so you can actually grow, because just reading something and not it sticking and retaining will not help you at all. I have found that in the fall, a lot of people fall into ideas of, okay, it's back to fitness, or in the spring they're hardcore, and in the winter, but then summer hits. A lot of people don't see it as 12 months, so processing and changing, and then understanding exactly where your brain is going with it all, because if you aren't accepting your knowledge and growth, then you won't grow. So one of the things that I have noticed in the fitness side, and when I'm touching on that, is people are wanting to just come back and be where they're back at, where they take 2 months, 3 months off. Same thing with knowledge. If you don't read for 2 to 3 months and you just want to grow instantly, it doesn't happen. So the acceptance of knowledge is you need to understand that you're not going to, if you take a giant hiatus in your life from any area, you will not see the results. Also understanding maybe like your acceptance of knowledge in your brain and your life, same thing as fitness, same thing as any other area, whether that be work or anything, is you need to understand when are you most useful. Take advantage of this, use these things. So are you a morning person? Then work out, set your brain up for it, or a later night, whatever it may be. I think accepting the knowledge as well as seeing other people, and that's where I'm getting at with the fitness thing, is you have to understand that other people are experts in areas you may not be. So understanding that you can accept the knowledge that they are going to teach you, but if you aren't ready to understand and you don't want to change your life at all, you will not see the same results in any area, whether that be your work or in any your brain growth, personal growth, meditation areas, or in fitness. Because if you're seeing people, they're giving you the advice, but you're not accepting the knowledge, it's in and out. One of the biggest things that I see every year in my own industry is people fall out, like I said, and then want to come back and then be right back where they're at. Same thing in a lot of industries. It's you have to start understanding. It's one of the things I like to do year round is reading. So not just fitness, but reading. I like to read 6 days a week, at least getting my brain going in the morning. It gets me thinking of things, and then it goes year round for me. I don't like taking big giant hiatuses, even in the summer when it's nice out, go outside and read, because it's a 12-month thing. I then find myself more accepting to knowledge, processing things, and then I think about it for the rest of the day. That's why I like to read in the morning. My acceptance of knowledge grows from this. If I miss a day, I do see the difference in my brain and start seeing the difference in how things process. Even I don't see the world the same, all of these things. So understanding that kind of idea and the word, I know it's a little confusing at times, but if you're wanting to grow and become a better person and understand any area, you have to maybe see people or start growing and doing some reading on your own, and then understand that anything needs to be a year-round process, and you need to grow every single day, and there will be setbacks, of course, because that is how growth happens, but you will see the results in any area of your life by doing it this way. Now, I think one of the things you have to ask yourself, in especially in acceptance of knowledge, is are you putting this in to an area that maybe you don't fully understand, or maybe you don't really put in the proper resources, so you're not putting enough time. Now, to ask yourself that, as always, we wrap these podcasts up with some challenges. So are you putting in enough in your areas? Which area do you want to grow the most for the rest of this year? In knowledge. So which area knowledge do you want to grow in? And then ask yourself, in what area are you wanting to grow in your knowledge in your life, whether that be whatever it may be, mental health, physical health, business, friendships, all of these things. Now ask yourself how, number one thing is your, what you're going to put into that. So how much time, what time of day, and how are you going to make the most of it? And if a setback comes, how are you going to still make time for it? So just ask yourself that. I think that's the biggest thing from today's. Don't even put any negative stuff into your brain. Just think of, how are you going to get more knowledge in an area and set yourself up? And if something comes, how are you going to still make time for it and fight through those setbacks so that you can still see your growth? Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.